Overhead Door Company, the original garage door company, serving you for over 90 years. Call 767-0028 or overheaddoorcocharleston.com. Overhead Door Company of Charleston, proud to open today's Fan Talk with Bobby Harton.
Welcome to ESPN Fan Talk with your host, the king of sports himself. The only king who drinks his crown rather than wears it. The Betty White of sports radio. The myth, the legend himself, Mr. Bobby Harton. Let's start the show.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Fan Talk here on this Thursday afternoon. It is Thursday, June the 24th. Fan Talk built by Baker Roofing. Been in business over 100 years. One of the largest, most recognized roofing contractors in the United States. And whether you need residential or commercial roofing, give our friend Matt Johnson a call. He is the general manager of Baker Roofing, or you can check him out at bakerroofing.com. So there you go. What are y'all doing? You with your chewy ice.
My chewy ice. Oh.
That's what it says Parker's. On the cup.
Parker's provided lunch today.
Chewy ice.
That's good stuff, though.
What is chewy ice? Like shaved ice?
It's Sonic ice. But
oh, okay.
Well, I'm not giving no Sonic. We can't give no plugs.
But you gave Parker's. You gave both of them, actually. And I discovered your little kitchen yesterday, this pantry you got of food down here.
I know, Trent covered for me yesterday. Trent, if you're listening, I know you got in my crackers. Because there was crumbs on the seat when I came in this morning.
I was not here. How do you know Joe didn't do it? He was there before Trent.
Because I was in here with Trent.
Uh-huh.
And there was no cracker
stuff. So you're saying he snuck some of your crackers.
Yeah, and broke a few of them. It's the crumbs all in. It's just sitting right on top. He didn't even try to hide it.
All right. Welcome to Fan Talk here on this Thursday afternoon. Busy show for you today coming up at 325. Our weekly visit with David Cloninger. He was actually on vacation last week. So this will be the first time in 2 weeks we've talked to David. Not a whole lot going on in Columbia, but if there's something, David will know about it. Our weekly fishing report coming up at 4:45 today with Mike Abel, and then we'll talk golf with our good buddy Scott Glaze from Stono Ferry. Between all that, your phone calls are welcome, 843-721-9500. You can follow us on Facebook, and we're on Twitter at FanTalk98.9. You can listen to us in a number of different ways. There is no excuse not to be able to listen to this show. You can get us online, CharlestonSportsRadio.com. You can get us through your Alexa device. You can download the app. It's absolutely free. And you can go to the App Store or Google Play, download ESPN Charleston, and you will get all the programming that we have here on 98.9 FM. And there's a separate app for 94.7 and 910 AM. And that will come in handy in a couple of weeks. And we'll tell you about that on Monday.
Oh, big things. Big things.
Always things. Always. As much a good thing. So, anyway, we are 72 days away from Clemson playing Georgia. Forget that game, because the whole country is going to be watching on their computer and on their cell phone South Carolina play Eastern Illinois. I mean, we know that. It'll be the most watched game on Verizon in Verizon history.
Be the most watched game that's not aired.
Oh, man. I still can't believe they couldn't even get on a network for this game.
I mean, you would think. I mean, I get it. Like, oh, the season was crap last year. I understand it. But, you know, it's Shane. I mean, this is a big thing. Shane Beamer being brand new. I mean, a lot of people are. I mean, some people I think are expecting a little too much, but still. I mean, this isn't just about the Gamecocks anymore. This is about young man head coaching the team for the first time. Let's see what he's done with the Muschamp disaster.
Here's what I would have done. And they may have looked at it and said maybe it didn't work out. I don't know. But if it was me, I would have played this game, the Eastern Illinois game, like on a Thursday or Friday night. Preferably Thursday night, because you don't want to interfere with high school football. But I would have rather played this game because the only people that are going to be watching this game are going to be South Carolina and Eastern Illinois fans.
All three of Eastern Illinois fans are going to be
watching. All three of them and South Carolina fans.
Yeah, what's left of us?
Because, again, it goes up against, Clemson and Georgia. It's crazy. So, I would have done that. But I'm looking at there are other games that are on SEC Plus, ESPN Plus, Auburn, Akron. Of course, we saw South Carolina, Eastern Illinois, Vanderbilt, East Tennessee State that day, and also Rice and Arkansas. You got 14 teams playing on that Saturday, September 4th, in the Southeastern Conference. There's not enough TV networks to get everybody on. But it is what it is. If you don't get SEC Network Plus or ESPN Plus, you better figure it out, because that's the only way you're going to watch that game coming up on September 4th, but 72 days until that game, 77 days until the NFL season opener. Don't forget, another 20 courses will come up on our website Monday morning at 8 o'clock, and this week's course is Rivertown, and you can get a foursome at Rivertown for only $98.99. And again, this no reason to think that these will not sell out very quickly. They've done it every week this year. When I sell out quickly, they come up on available at 8 o'clock on Monday morning, and they're gone before 8:30.
Yeah, so, 8:20.
20 foursomes to Rivertown will be up 8 o'clock Monday morning. Again, the website, charlestonsportsradio.com. Also, we've got another set of River Dogs tickets to give away. I have 4 tickets to Sunday's River Dogs game. So listen up for that, and we'll give somebody a chance. I've got another trivia question, if you give me the correct answer, you'll win the River Dogs tickets. I had a trivia question yesterday. The second guy got it.
What was the question?
Wander Franco, 2 days ago, became the youngest third baseman to hit a home run in his Major League Baseball debut. And whose record did he break? And the hint was he was also an Atlanta Brave. An Atlanta Brave held that record before Wander Franco snatched it from him. Snatched it from him a couple of nights ago.
And somebody got on the second.
Second one.
Yeah, they Googled it. Don't lie. Y'all Googled it.
I try to stay away from the Google part. That's why we get them online.
But yeah, they can still hear the show. The second person in line, he's the one sitting on Easy Street.
I don't think he gets it.
That's why at Christmas, when you had different ones online, you would ask a different question for the second person.
Right. Oh, yeah. Well, depending on the prize, you know, the value of the prize.
Yeah.
I can make it as difficult as I want.
Yeah.
But if I know I've got an extremely hard question and somebody gets the answer, yeah, they probably Google it.
Who is the first player to ever hit a home run in Major League Baseball?
I don't know. That's a good question.
It's a good one.
I don't know. I could Google it, but I'm not going to.
I am right now.
Oh, man. I think I need to go to the doctor.
What's wrong?
I think I'm suffering from College World Series fatigue.
Withdrawals?
No, fatigue.
Oh, fatigue. Oh, that's right. Because it's still.
I have watched every game in this College World Series so far. And I'm not going to lie to you, I'm worn out. I'm worn out. I may have to take the night off and rest up for the Friday games, because we got a couple of games on Friday. But what a game last night that was. We'll talk about that in just a minute. Real quick, in case you missed it, scores from yesterday, River Dogs defeated Augusta 5-3. So the River Dogs 1-0 as Luke Mara being their fill-in announcer.
That's exciting, though. Good job, Luke.
28-14 in the River Dogs. Battery, not a good night for them. They fall to Charlotte 3-0. They're now 2-2-2 on the season. Mets beat the Braves last night 7-3. Braves now 35-38, 5 games back of the Mets. A couple of other baseball notes. Astros beat the Orioles 13-0. That was their 10th straight win. And the Padres beat the Dodgers 5-3. First sweep of the Dodgers in 8 years. NBA last night, Hawks over the Bucks, 116-113. Hawks lead that series now 1-0. Game 2, 8:30 Friday night in Milwaukee. Trae Young, 48 points for the Hawks last night. And in the NHL, Islanders beat the Lightning 3-2 in overtime, and that will force a Game 7, 8 o'clock Friday night. That game will be in Tampa. And I'm guessing that place will be rocking. Rocking. The Bolts will be rocking.
Rocking and rolling.
In Tampa.
Rocking to the rhythm. Barbara Ann.
There you go. All right, we got to take a break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Fan Talk here on WTMZ, 98.9 FM, 94.7 FM, and 910 AM.
Brought to you by Gerald's Tires and Brakes. With 7 convenient locations to serve you, stop in today for your free brake inspection at Gerald's Tires and Brakes.
Good afternoon. Taking our first look at the highways this afternoon. Police are reporting an accident on the Mark Clark eastbound near Long Point Road. Another accident, I-26 eastbound at Aviation Avenue. Also, I-26 westbound at Ashley Phosphate. Another accident on North Main Street at College Park Road. Also on Ashley Phosphate at Windsor Boulevard, Ashley River Road, and Ashley Hall Plantation. EMS and police are on the scene of another accident at Montague Avenue and Rutledge Avenue. An accident at Romney Street and Morrison. And finally, they're working an accident on Highway 17 North at the Isle of Palms Connector. This traffic report is being brought to you by Conover Law. Conover Law Firm wants to help car wreck, train wreck, and even wrongful deaths via auto accidents. Contact the Conover Law Firm. Call 843-829-HURT. That's 843-829-4878. And remember, don't get run over. Call Conover. That's the latest Tri-County traffic update. I'm Wolf.
This traffic report brought to you by the Concrete Rose Foundation, uplifting the youth of the community through sports and mentoring. Visit ConcreteRoseFoundation.com to sign up for the West Ashley Junior Wildcats football team, ages 5 through 12.
Brought to you by Joy Law Firm. Insurance company not playing fair? Let Joy Law Firm level the playing field. Just call Joy, 888-8888.
Here's your afternoon forecast. Mostly sunny and pleasant with a high around 81. Mostly cloudy tonight with a low around 69. Clouds and sun and a thunderstorm Friday will launch another low country weekend. A high around 79. Looking ahead, lots of clouds with scattered and isolated thunderstorms through the weekend and most of next week. With your low country forecast, I'm John Dixon.
This is Paul Sr. of Orange County Choppers. In my shop, people don't mess with me. When someone gets out of line, I don't let them get away with it.
Neither do we. After a motorcycle crash, the insurance companies know the Joy Law Firm doesn't back down. We don't let insurance companies push you around, and you shouldn't either.
Trust me, these guys don't mess around. Motorcycle crash? Just call Joy. 843-888-8888. Paid spokesperson.
Attorney Ken Harrell, 5861 Rivers Avenue, North Charleston.
At Subaru, we love building vehicles for those who pack a lot into life. The redesigned 2021 Crosstrek is our way of saying more power to you. An upgrade in horsepower means you have a world of fun and adventure waiting for you. And the Crosstrek comes with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive. Love, it's what makes Subaru, Subaru. Come see what everybody loves at Cruise Subaru. Inventory and offers at CruiseSubaru.com with test drives at Cruise Subaru on Rivers.
Hannah complained of a headache. It was a rhabdomyosarcoma. The tumor was very aggressive, and it very quickly became clear that St. Jude was the ultimate place to be. St. Jude is an asset to the world. I think it's the kind of place that could teach the world a couple of lessons about how to treat people. If those lessons could be learned, this world could be a better place.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Major key alert, don't ever play yourself. Life is like school. You will be tested, so pass it.
Learn the real major keys to getting to college at GetSchooled.com.
Stay focused. Now that's a major key alert.
Brought to you by Get Schooled and the Ad Council.
Now
more Fan Talk with Bobby Harden.
I just came in here to drink a beer and watch the rednecks fight. Now I don't feel alone tonight.
That's a unusual song. Welcome back to Fan Talk here on Thirsty Thursday. The Fan Talk edition. Braves are at the Reds tonight at 7 o'clock. That'll be on 94.7 FM and 9:10 a.m. Augusta at the River Dogs tonight. College World Series tonight. Texas taking on Virginia. Loser goes home. Winner goes on to take on Mississippi State tomorrow night. Again, it's going to take everything I can muster to watch that game tonight. I am tired. NBA tonight, 9 o'clock. Suns are at the Clippers. Game 3 of that series. Suns lead 2-0. And in the NHL tonight at 8 o'clock, Vegas at the Canadiens. That is Game 6. Montreal leads that series 3-2. Golf getting underway. We've got the Travelers Championship and the Women's PGA Championship underway right now. And Kramer Hickok is your leader at the Travelers Championship. Yeah, huh. I know. I don't know who that is. Scott Glaze probably does, but I have
What's
no idea.
What's his name again?
Kramer Hickok.
Not related to Alfred.
That's Hitchcock.
Maybe it's just
Alfred Hickok.
Maybe we pronounce it. Maybe
it's Wild Bill's grandson.
Maybe we're pronouncing Alfred's name wrong this whole time.
No, I'm pretty sure it's Hitchcock. What a College World Series game last night. If you missed it, Vanderbilt was down to their last strike, and then they scored the winning run on a wild pitch by Stanford's Brendan Beck, he's a starter, and they brought him in. He actually started game one that Stanford played, and they brought him in relief. And he struck out like the first five batters he faced. But somehow Vanderbilt, won that game last night. It was incredible. Scored a winning run on a wild pitch by a pitcher who was just absolutely lights out. So, crazy game. It's been a crazy World Series. It's been a great College World Series. It really has. So tonight we've got Texas and Virginia. Tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock, NC State will take on Vanderbilt. Vanderbilt has to beat NC State twice. If they win tomorrow night, they will play again on Saturday. Same situation Mississippi State's in. Virginia or Texas, whoever wins that game tonight will have to beat Mississippi State twice. If Mississippi State loses tomorrow night, there will be a game on Saturday. No games on Sunday this week. And then by Saturday, we'll have our championship match, and they'll play our best 2 out of 3 starting Monday. But I've probably talked way too much college baseball here over the last month, but I'm sorry. I love college baseball, and this has been a fantastic College World Series. Yeah, I mean, it really has. Mississippi State was done the other night. They were getting no hit for his first 7 innings. Did not even have a hit. Came back and won that game against Virginia. Vanderbilt, they were done. Fought their way back and somehow won that game last night. Incredible. Just incredible stuff. And we've got some, nothing but good matchups from here on out. So if you haven't watched any of it, I would ask you just do it. I mean, maybe you're not a big college baseball fan, but man, it is good stuff. It really is. And ESPN doing a great job of coverage with the College World Series. I've enjoyed every minute of it. Again, start going back to Saturday. I've watched every game of this College World Series, whether it be at my computer at work, on my computer here while I'm doing the show, or at home at night. I think my wife probably thinks that I moved to the back porch. Pretty sure that's probably what she thinks, because she hadn't seen a whole lot of me this week. A couple of day games going on. Yankees lead the Royals 7-1. That game in the top of the 7th. And the A's lead the Rangers 4-1. That game is in the bottom of the fourth. Those are the only two day games today. Tonight, under lights, Orioles are at the Blue Jays. Red Sox are at the Rays. Astros at the Tigers. Nationals at the Marlins. Indians are at the Twins. Pirates are at the Cardinals. And the Cubs now headed to L.A., and they will take on the Dodgers. We'll take a break, and when we come back, our weekly visit with our good buddy David Kloniger, who covers the Gamecocks for the Post and Courier. We'll find out the latest of what's going on in Columbia. We already know what's going on in Eastover. We get a daily report from that.
In Eastover?
Yeah.
Not much. ain't much going on at the hardware store and the Chinese restaurant downtown Eastover.
They have a Chinese restaurant in downtown Eastover.
Great Wall. It's a big old yellow building downtown.
All right, we got to take a break. We'll be right back.
You know Allstate for high-quality insurance, but you might not know Allstate for low rates. That's about to change. When you bundle your home and auto, you'll save up to 25%. With Allstate, you can lower your rates, not your expectations.
Call the Bradley Insurance Agency at 843-881-AUTO. That's 843-881-AUTO, or email philipbradley@allstate.com.
In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company, Allstate Vehicle and Property Insurance Company, and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
You should be driving a Honda from Stokes Honda. Honda.
This is Gary Fuller at Stokes Honda on Rivers Avenue with exciting news. We've just hired Tony Diesenberg to help us move all these new Hondas. For the first time ever, we're offering 0% APR financing up to 60 months. As you know, Tony has been selling Hondas in Charleston for over 35 years because he sells cars the right way. And that's why we recruited him to join Stokes Honda team. This man needs no introduction. Everyone, a big Stokes Honda welcome for Tony Diesenberg.
Thank you, Gary. Thank you, Charleston. Thank you to everyone I've ever sold a car to. I couldn't be happier than I am to be selling cars at Stokes Honda. If you or anyone in your family is searching for the best price, the best car with the best experience, please come see me, Tony Diesenberg, at Stokes Honda on Rivers Avenue.
That's right, folks. Don't make a $1,000 mistake. You must be driving a Honda from Stokes Honda. Come see me or Tony Diesenberg at Stokes Honda today at 8650 Rivers Avenue or online at StokesHondaNorth.com.
You should be driving a Honda from Stokes Honda.
Spring has sprung, and Carolina Building Materials has you covered for all your home projects. Masonry supplies, decorative stepping stones, Pennsylvania bluestone. Locally owned and operated, Carolina Building Materials is fully stocked with all of your replacement windows, cabinets, and doors. Visit CarolinaBuildingMaterials.com or stop by the showroom at 2440 Meeting Street. Call 843-744-2575. That's 744-2575. Carolina Building Materials.
If you're injured, you're entitled to more benefits than the insurance company wants to pay you. What you need is an experienced, proven lawyer to fight for those benefits for you. Don't bother calling the insurance company. Call David Ayler Law Offices at 843-744-4444.
Connect Hearing is one of the few companies delivering health care in a way that best protects the well-being of their clients and staff. Connect Hearing's telehealth consultations allow you to receive care from the comfort of your home. What's even better is after your virtual consultation, you'll also be able to try the latest technology at home. Who doesn't love new technology? Well, the folks at Connect Hearing in Somerville are offering a new Super iTech Phonak Audio Paradise hearing aids, and for a limited time, you can receive up to $1,500 off these devices, all with the free 2-week trial available before commitment. When is the last time you had a hearing test? Living with hearing loss every day is a reality for many, including myself. Based off my personal experience, I can say you won't regret it, so don't put it off any longer. Hearing aid technology is constantly evolving, and you may be eligible for a free trial of the latest technology. If you like what you hear, you can also enjoy huge savings up to $1,500. So call Connect Hearing at 843-871-3235 to take advantage of these huge savings and tell them you heard about it here on Fan Talk.
Imagine being denied an apartment because of housing discrimination.
It's so wrong.
But who has the power to stop this?
You do. The law is on your side. If you've been discriminated against because of race, color, religion, sex, national origin, disability, or familial status, file a complaint with HUD. Fair housing is your right.
Use it.
Visit HUD.gov/fairhousing. A public service message from HUD and the National Fair Housing Alliance.
Today, my new dad threw a barbecue.
I burnt everything.
Ah! And then we played catch.
I broke Mr. Lewis's window. And then, somehow, my hand.
My hand! And then my dad even let me drive his car.
The hospital's on the right! It was a rough day.
It was was a great day.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Millions plan for retirement online. Estimate your future benefits, apply for retirement, and manage your benefits all from the comfort of your home. And give yourself the freedom to do what you want offline. Social Security's online services help put you in control with secure access to your information anytime, anywhere, allowing you to spend more time with family, friends, or simply just enjoying the day. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow. See what you can do online at socialsecurity.gov. Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
You're listening to ESPN Fan Talk with host Bobby Harton.
You ain't heard nothing yet.
Sitting on a bar stool, acting like a darn fool. That's what I'm doing today. Sitting here drinking, trying to keep from thinking I'm a boozing my troubles away. But now I couldn't make her stay. Well, doggone her anyways. You can't say that I didn't try. Pour me another one. I'm finished with the other one. I'm drinking my baby goodbye.
All right, everyone, welcome back to you. Fan Talk here on this Thursday afternoon. Time to find out what's going on in the capital city. And for that, we bring in our good friend David Kloniger, covers the Gamecocks for the Post and Courier. David, how are you?
Not bad, Bobby. How are you?
How was your vacation? You do anything fun?
Oh, you know, I just went up to Northern Kentucky for a family wedding, that kind of thing. But a good time was had by all.
Well, good. Always good to get away, and this would be a good time to do it because and getting together some of the things I wanted to talk to you about today. It's kind of slow right now, but it's been quite hectic for about a year and a half now. So nothing wrong with things slowing down and getting back to normal.
You're right about that, Bobby. I mean, I am glad where I don't have to, be fearing the phone ringing about a coaching search or about a president saying something stupid or about, you know, somebody else getting in trouble. So it's good to be quiet right now. Of course, you prefer to be a little busy, but, you know, that'll be here soon enough. I mean, I'm just kind of counting down the days until July 19th when I'll be in Birmingham for SEC Media Days.
There you go. Well, let's get started. I did want to talk a little baseball. We've seen several kids enter the transfer portal. And when that happens, a lot of fans assume that they're unhappy with the coaching staff. And sometimes it raises a lot of questions about what's going on with the program. But that's really not necessarily the case. By that, I mean a lot of coaches will be very honest with these kids when it comes to how they've developed and how much playing time they should expect. And when kids hear that, they elect to go on to other places.
Oh, sure, Bobby. I mean, there's always the belief that the grass is greener in somebody else's yard. That's not always the case. But, yeah, USC baseball has had a lot of transfers. But out of all of the guys that have left, and I'm talking since the start of the season, only one was really unexpected. And that was the last one, Brennan Malone, because he had met with Mark Kingston and his staff before he went to the Cape Cod League this summer, and he had said that he was going to come back. I think that in his last month of where he had gotten to play a little more regularly, has said, okay, I'm going to come back. I'm going to be fine with that. But he called them from the Cape and said that he didn't want to do it anymore. So that was really the only surprise. It takes away a lot of experience at third baseman. It also takes away a hitter that was notoriously streaky, and we all know what the hitting woes were this year. Not to lump them all on Brennan Malone because it was a team-wide problem, but it's one of those things where you don't like to have that kind of loss, but you feel pretty good about replacing it.
Yeah, absolutely. Have you watched any of the College World Series? I just got to telling everybody. I've watched every game. It's been awesome, if you ask me.
Oh, sure. It's a great event, Bobby. I've tried to tune in whenever I can. I will say that, you know, I couldn't stop myself from laughing when Tennessee got punched out, in two straight games, but that's just a personal thing with me. And then I watched the end of that Vanderbilt game last night, and it just goes to show you, Bobby, Ray Tanner always said that you got to get 27 outs, and sometimes that 27th one is the hardest to get. Well, just look at Stanford. Two outs, nobody on in the bottom of the ninth with the lead, and they lost. So they never did get that 27th out, and now Vanderbilt's really set up to get back to the National Championship Series. So always love watching the CWS. You see a lot of great competition. And, it's been great to watch so far.
Yeah, we haven't talked. How surprised are you that Arkansas didn't even make it to Omaha? That just shows you how crazy this game is.
Absolutely, Bobby. You know, that the game is designed to break your heart. And the fact is that, you know, Arkansas is one of the best teams, in the country. I think we all knew that. They were drawing some credit for being one of the best teams of all time. But they didn't make it. And it's one of those where after you win your first Super Regional game, 21-2, you just can't believe it when you're staring at the short end of two straight one-run losses. But that's the game. And the fact is that Arkansas gambled. It was a good gamble to start their All-American closer and National Player of the Year, to start the game. But the fact is that they always knew that, you know, if we can't hit and we get to the eighth inning with our closer pitching, who's going to come in and protect that lead? And they never had the answer to that, but they figured it would be worth trying. It turned out pretty well until one big swing.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's move on to football. Shane Beamer, his camp's getting a lot of positive response from the guys attending. And when these kids come to camp, you obviously hope that you want to convince these kids, the ones you want, to come to Carolina. And I'm guessing if they don't come, you want to impress them enough where they go out and tell their friends about what a good time they had at Carolina. And that seems to be what's happening right now.
Oh, sure, Bobby. I mean, you're always going to get a couple of commitments. I believe USC has gotten three. There's another one who will announce next week between South Carolina and Tennessee, and they'll have to see there. But it's all about just putting out a good impression and letting you know that you're interested in every young man that comes to your camp. And whether that's to, you know, means to an end to tell it to their friends, or whether you really want to build a relationship with that school in question, because you know there's some prospects coming up. It's always going to be a win, no matter what happens in terms of getting actual players. So that's what they're doing. Shane is really getting back into the fact that he can face-to-face recruit now instead of having to do it by Zoom or by phone. And everything seems to be going pretty well. They had the usual police car and the media on Bluff Road today helping get kids across the street to the stadium for lunch. So that's always good to see.
Yeah, absolutely. And another thing, too, with the transfer portal, you offer a kid, he goes somewhere else, he goes to that place for whatever reason, he doesn't like it, he's going to remember that camp, and he's going to remember, hey, maybe I should go back to South Carolina and give them another look.
Well, that's the hope, and that's what the transfer portal brings. I mean, it really is kind of the Wild West in terms of recruiting and saying, like, it's okay if you don't get a lot of the recruits you were counting on getting, because now you at least have the chance to go get somebody who's experienced and who has played the college game before. So it's crazy to keep up with it. You know, I'm checking and saying probably six or seven times a day just to see who's entered and who hasn't. That's what the coaches have to do, too. It's one of those where you never know who's going to be in there. And if you just look around the league this year and see how many newcomers are there, you think, you know, why can't that be you? These kids do want to play somewhere, and they can go play at South Carolina.
Absolutely. What are the players up to right now? Just weights and running and stuff like that? And I'm assuming most of the players enrolled in summer school?
Most of them do. I mean, really, man, it's kind of their month off, Bobby, so they were all set to report back by June the 1st. So they're all back, and most of them are enrolled in some sort of class, whether that's graduate level or still an undergrad level, but it's weightlifting, conditioning, all that kind of thing, just to stay in shape. And then on their own time, they can go out and just, you know, kind of hang around, not hang around, but work with their buddies. This is where you see a lot of the quarterbacks and receivers go out and throw and kind of get their timing down. So that's going on, too. I'm not at liberty to say names, but I've been by the fields a few times and just caught a few glimpses of some of the QBs and receivers out there working, and that's what you want to see this time of year.
Absolutely. 12-team playoff, you like it or dislike it?
I mean, the fact is, Bobby, there was always going to be an argument to add it and an argument to not add it. And the main fact is that people watch those games, and there's a lot of money to be made with more playoffs. It certainly gives more teams a chance. the team that comes in fifth won't have any reason to complain, but the team that comes in 13th will. So, everybody likes watching those playoff games. I think it gives a few more teams a chance. I think it does kind of shorten the leash for, say, a team like Clemson, who is rarely challenged in the regular season. Well, now they've got a couple more extra games at the end if they're really going to be the national champion. So that's what you want to see. You want to see more competition. But until we see a playoff, Bobby, with more than the same handful of teams that are always in it, we'll just have to see how it goes. Because right now, as good as the playoff has been, there's still only been 11 teams that have ever been in it. And I think there's only been five that have ever won it. So we'll just have to see how this goes.
Right. If and when we get to a 12-team playoff, do you think we'll see the divisions and the conferences go away? And in other words, the conference championship game, they would just take the two best teams?
Maybe, but the fact is, Bobby, is that they pretty much everybody went into divisions just so they could have that championship game and kind of have that automatic qualifier. When you start judging, the two best teams, yeah, it's kind of easy to say, well, those two finished in the top two in the standings. Well, did they play everybody else? Did they play the same common opponents? Did they play each other? It's easier to have when you have that undisputed champion of the championship game. So I don't know if it'll get to that. I mean, the fact is that the CFP is coming around well after championship games have been established. So I don't think that the conferences will want to take away one of their paydays in order to help something that they might not get a payday from. That just doesn't make good fiscal sense.
All right, let's touch on women's basketball. We've got the Olympics coming up, and Team USA definitely have a Carolina flavor. Dawn Staley is the coach, Asia Wilson, one of the 12 players. And, man, she's put together a strong Olympic team. I don't see this team losing in the Olympics.
Well, that's the goal, Bobby. That's the goal. The U.S. women's Olympic team is 66-3 in international competition since it kind of restarted, and they haven't lost an international game in a tournament since 2006. So it is the pressure of not saying that, like, no, you don't go to medal. You go to win the gold, and they know it. And who better to have as coach than a woman who won 3 gold medals as a player? She knows the pressure. She knows what it is, and while she technically does not have any say in the selection of the team, they all knew that she was going to have to be the one to really sign off on the final roster. So it's a great mix of young and old. I mean, you have Sue Bird and Diana Taurasi both on that team, Bobby. They're each going for their 6th Olympic gold. I mean, do the math. That's 24 years with USA basketball. So you have to love that kind of commitment, and you have to love that even though both of them are pushing 40, or I think Sue Bird's already 40, they're still two of the top players in the world. So it's going to be an interesting Olympics to watch in Tokyo.
A week from today, David, the name, image, likeness, all that goes into effect. I don't even know what the NCAA – I don't even think the NCAA knows what they're doing. But anyway, we know things are going to change. Do you expect noticeable changes right away, or do you think this will be a slower process than an immediate that we'll be able to? In other words, we cut our TV on in 2 weeks. Do we start seeing football players doing car commercials and stuff like that? I personally think it's going to be a little slower process than that.
It probably will be, Bobby, and just because different states have different deadlines, it does go into effect for some states next week. South Carolina, as we speak right now, its law won't take into effect until next year. However, that might be changing because the NCAA knows it lost its case and it wants to start pushing NIL to be available right away. So I think that you'll see a few tweets, a few Instagram posts right away. But as far as commercials go and billboards, that kind of thing, I think they'll have to start seeing how each school has to regulate, how much money a kid can make and go from there. So I agree with you. It'll probably be more of a slow rollout, but I've already seen one advertiser with an Oklahoma football player fully suited up standing in front of a brand-new Bentley. So, hey, if it's already started, then it's like, well, okay, we're probably going to see a few of these things as we go forward.
My goodness. David, is always good stuff. Appreciate you. And we'll talk to you next Thursday, okay?
Sounds good, Bobby. Thanks.
Okay, that's David Cloninger, covers the Gamecocks for the Post and Courier. We need to take a break, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Fan Talk here on WTMZ, 98.9 FM, 94.7 FM, and 910 AM.
brought to you by Gerald's Tires and Brakes. With 7 convenient locations to serve you, stop in today for your free brake inspection at Gerald's Tires and Brakes.
Good afternoon. Taking our first look at the highways this afternoon. Police are reporting an accident on the Mark Clark eastbound near Long Point Road. Another accident, I-26 eastbound at Aviation Avenue. Also I-26 westbound at Ashley Phosphate. Another accident on North Main Street at College Park Road. Also on Ashley Phosphate at Windsor Boulevard, Ashley River Road and Ashley Hall Plantation. EMS and police are on the scene of another accident at Montague Avenue and Rutledge Avenue. An accident at Romney Street and Morrison. And finally, they're working an accident on Highway 17 North at the Isle of Palms Connector. This traffic report is being brought to you by The Codfather. The Codfather Proper Fish and Chips is open for takeout and curbside delivery for food and beer orders Tuesday through Saturday, 11 till 8, and Sunday, 12 to 7. The Beer Garden Patio and Bar are now open for outdoor dining. The Codfather Proper Fish and Chips. That's the latest Tri-County traffic update. I'm Wolf.
This traffic brought to you by Curry Law.
The Curry Law Firm, the premier African-American law firm. Injury, criminal, family, probate, 767-5284, 767-5284. Call us now. Real lawyers, real results.
Low Country Weather.
Brought to you by Garfield Jewelers on Savannah Highway in West Ashley. Expect to be impressed.
Here's your afternoon forecast. Mostly sunny and pleasant with a high around 81. Mostly cloudy tonight with a low around 69. Clouds and sun and a thunderstorm Friday will launch another low country weekend. A high around 79. Looking ahead, lots of clouds with scattered and isolated thunderstorms through the weekend and most of next week. With your low country forecast, I'm John Dixon.
During these uncertain times, Garfield Jewelers cares about your safety, the special hours, and the convenience of appointment shopping. Garfield's is here to celebrate life's biggest moments with our classic one-of-a-kind estate jewelry, our unique diamond engagement rings, and everything beautiful under the sun. Now more than ever, serving you safely is our pleasure at Garfield Jewelers, Savannah Highway, across from Nissan. Expect to be impressed.
Are you held captive by high insurance rates?
State Farm, GEICO, USAA, and Allstate are captive insurance agencies and can only offer one quote.
Harrell Insurance is an independent agency.
I'm Bobby Harrell.
And I'm Kathy Harrell.
We represent over 40 top insurance companies, and when we shop your rate, you could save 30 to 40% on your home or auto insurance instantly.
If you're insured by a captive company, call Harrell Insurance at 843-766-9900.
A 5-minute conversation could save you 30 to 40%.
Millions plan for retirement online. Estimate your future benefits, apply for retirement, and manage your benefits all from the comfort of your home. And give yourself the freedom to do what you want offline. Social Security's online services help put you in control with secure access to your information anytime, anywhere, allowing you to spend more time with family, friends, or simply just enjoying the day. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow. See what you can do online at socialsecurity.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Today, my new dad threw a barbecue.
I burnt everything.
Ah! And then we played catch.
I broke Mr. Lewis's window. And then, somehow, my hand.
My hand! And then my dad even let me drive his car.
The hospital's on the right! It was a rough day.
It was a great day.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
We are ESPN 98.9 FM and ESPN AM 910.
The best in Charleston sports talk radio.
Now more Fan Talk with Bobby Harden.
Well, it's Friday evening, 6 o'clock, and all my friends are twisting off. I'm at the house just turning on TV. Well, they all wonder why I've changed. How many times must I explain? It's basic honky-tonk anatomy. The drinking bone's connected to the party bone. The party bone's connected to the staying out all night long. And she won't think it's funny, and I wind up all alone. And the lonely bone's connected to the drinking bone. Hey, 2 + 2 is always 4, and down is south and up is north.
Oh, God. Welcome back to Van Dog here on this thirsty Thursday afternoon. The best. You're home for the best drinking songs.
Yeah. Ain't that right?
Who sang that?
Tracy Byrd.
I never heard that.
Yeah, he's one. I think he. And he sings on the 10 rounds of Jose Cuervo and the Watermelon Crawl.
I've heard the Watermelon Crawl before, but I've never heard that song. That's funny. Is that on the
it should be on your playlist.
Now tell everybody about that again.
If you have Apple Music.
I'm not quite sure how it works, but
yeah, if you have Apple Music, you just search. It's listed under Bobby Harton's Thirsty Thursday. Let's see how I got it listed. Where is that? Now I feel like Bobby. Where do I go?
If you don't know, we're in trouble.
Yeah, Bobby Harton's Thirsty Thursday.
There you go.
Yeah, I got. Let's see. And then you can just follow it.
Oh, that's funny. That was a funny song right there. 843-721-9500. Again, in some states, the NIL, that will go into effect a week from today. NCAA President Mark Emmert sent out a memo said permanent NIL changes would be unlikely before July 1st. But he said the NCAA is developing interim solutions so all athletes in all states will be able to take advantage of the NIL opportunities.
Hmm.
He's only known about this 2 years. I mean, California, if I'm not mistaken, was the first state back in 2019 to start the ball rolling on this.
Hmm.
And here we are a week from today. I know Florida goes into effect starting next week. I'm guessing California, they were the first ones. But again, I don't know how many times you can say this. Oh, well, don't worry about it. We can't have anything permanent ready for July 1st. That right there just tells you that how incompetent they've been on this whole situation. It's almost like they just sat back and said, if we don't do anything, it'll all go away.
Hmm.
And it hasn't. So now he's going to come up with an interim plan until they get a permanent plan. But at least he's doing something that won't give, like, the state of Florida an advantage of their athletes being to take advantage of the NIL opportunities. Where a kid from South Carolina, the law here doesn't go into effect until next year. And the reason behind that is that Governor McMaster and all the people who put this together assumed that the NCAA would come up with something. But he put it in place because to be able to tell athletes whether they go to Carolina, Clemson, wherever in the state. But yeah, we got this law. We passed the law. We'll have the NIL for you. But, I mean, it's this whole thing just gets dumber and dumber by the day. They've had 2 years to get ready for this. And we're a week away, and we got nothing. Nothing. As far as the NCAA is concerned, we have nothing. Let's go to the phones. Hello, you're on Fan Talk. Thank you for holding. Appreciate that. Yeah, 843-721-9500 is the number to call. One state note, the South Carolina Women's Basketball Program added another Olympian for the Olympics in Tokyo, Alicia Gray, former Gamecock. She has been named to the inaugural USA Basketball 3-on-3 team. So I don't really understand the purpose why we have to have regular basketball and 3-on-3 basketball, but apparently the Olympics has it, and Alicia Gray will be one of the four members of that team. Let's go to the phones. Hello, you're on Fan Talk.
Hey, Bob.
Hey.
So I usually call to complain about Cloninger, but he did pretty good this time. You know what? He's fairly positive about the Gamecocks. But you mentioned this Clemson-Georgia game. Who's the home team in that game?
That's a good question. I don't know. I do not know.
Okay, well, I got a buddy of mine who's at the CDC in Atlanta, and they're concerned about this football game very much, and it's not because of COVID or face masks. They're worried about bare feet and ringworm. So, go Cox. I'm out.
I saw that coming from left field. Didn't know what was coming, but you knew the throw was coming in from left field on that one. So, let me tell you about Wireless To Go. If your dry cleaner's not coming to your house or office, picking your clothes up, cleaning them, bringing them back to you, then you need to call Wireless To Go. Because that's what they do. No more trips to the dry cleaner. You call Lively's 843-377-6994. Schedule your free pickup. They'll come to your house, come to your office, wherever you want them to come to, pick your clothes up, and then they'll call you when they're ready and set up a delivery date. So it doesn't cost you a thing. And right now, if you mention you heard about it here on Fan Talk, you're going to get 20% off your next order. That's Lively's To Go. 843-377-6994. Stop making those trips to the dry cleaners. Stop it. You're wasting your time, wasting your gas. Lively's will do it for you. College baseball note, the top three candidates for the LSU head baseball coaching position, very familiar names, Notre Dame coach Link Jarrett, East Carolina coach Cliff Godwin, and Arizona coach Jay Johnson. Those are reported to be the top three candidates for that LSU position. Tennessee has dismissed freshman quarterback Caden Salter on Thursday. He was arrested last week on charges of simple possession and driving without a license. He had been in trouble before at Tennessee, four-star quarterback out of Texas, and he has been dismissed from the Tennessee program. So there you go. I know the Philip Fulmer Award looks like it's in good hands this year. Then I think he had a player that almost killed a cat or something. Almost killed his girlfriend or some girl's cat a couple of months ago. I just shake my head anymore at things I see in the news. And Lord knows today's been a crazy day. I woke up, that huge wreck on I-26 this morning. My goodness, and the fact that nobody was killed in that wreck. Then you had that crazy story of the condo that collapsed down in Florida. That does not look like it's going to end real good. Over 100 people still missing in that. This just, I don't know, maybe it's just me, but this just seems like it's been a weird, crazy day, which should be difficult. We live in crazy times now. I mean, we really do. You think about it. We live in crazy times. Got people buying Lamborghini trucks. How crazier do you get? Does it get?
I know. Take that truck fishing.
And here's the thing about the Lamborghini truck. It's ugly.
Yeah. It's like a Subaru.
No, it's better looking. Subarus are better looking than that.
Well, Subaru's the safest car on the road, though.
Yeah, but that Lamborghini truck is ugly. But anyway, just a crazy. It just seems like a crazy day today. Maybe it's my College World Series fatigue. I don't know. All right, we got to take a break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Fan Talk here on WTMZ. 98.9 FM, 94.7 FM, and 910 AM.
For over 75 years, Southern Lumber has been building Charleston and the Lowcountry with Anderson windows that look good when the weather doesn't. Talk with the knowledgeable folks at 2031 King Street for that perfect idea for your home. Anderson Windows, performance that aces the test of time. Over 75 years of knowledge and quality. Southern Lumber.
Southern Lumber and Newark, your natural choice for quality.
Hello, Low Country. I'm Christian Halleck, Director of Sales for Hauling Axe Tree Service. Do you have trees you would like removed? A tree requiring a trim or increase in elevation? Or do you simply have a tree that is causing you concern? Are you concerned with the upcoming hurricane season? Well, Hauling Axe is the company for you. We offer a wide range of services regarding your trees and landscaping needs. We specialize in the most difficult of tree jobs. When you hire Hauling Axe, you're hiring the best of the best. We are a firefighter owned and operated, and we provide the same level of professionalism and efficiency to your tree job as we do serving our communities. We invite you to call us today at 843-302-1924 to schedule a free estimate. Military, first responder, and other discounts available. We are licensed, insured, Hauling Axe Tree Service. And that number is 843-302-1924. Hauling Axe Tree Service, serving the Lowcountry for all their tree needs. Find us on Facebook and all social media at Hauling Axe Tree Service.
DJ Natty Heavy is back for Budweiser Thirsty Thursday tonight. Home games continue through Sunday with Friday fireworks presented by Rev Federal Credit Union and TP. Yeah, that's right. Toilet paper the ballpark with us Saturday night. Tickets at RiverDogs.com.
RiverDogs baseball down at the show.
RiverDogs baseball down at the show.
I know you've been feeling it, but now the calendar confirms it. Summer is officially here, and Red's Ice House is the place to be. It's time to slip on the shorts and let your flip-flop feet walk your way to Red's. Our masks are off so you can see our smiles, and we've got plenty to smile about. Great new drinks to try, like a frozen Arnold Palmer or a Tito's Transfusion. There's a new cold shrimp salad platter just right for summer, and the smoker is cranking out mountains of pulled pork for nachos. And you don't have to wait for the weekend for fun. Every day is a holiday at Red's. Truly Tuesday is our paddleboard happy hour. Get out on the creek for an hour of fun and then come back to Red's for a few truly hard seltzers. Wednesday, it's trivia time. Insane trivia. The questions are tough, the transfusions are terrific, and the night is fun. There's live music all weekend, and Sunday fun days wrap the week up. Slide in any day for a real lunch break, because it's summer at Red's Ice House on the banks of historic Shim Creek in Mount Pleasant.
Is your child struggling in school? Do you know a student 16 to 19 years of age who has dropped out, lacks discipline, or is on a destructive path? Then give the Will Lou Gray Opportunity School a try. The military-style school provides an alternative education to young adults in need of a second chance by offering academic instruction by state-certified teachers and job-based training. Students live on campus during the 14-week program, which is virtually free. For more information, contact 803-896-6480 or at willlougray.org.
This is former South Carolina quarterback Perry Orth, and I'm ready to call your next insurance play. My team at Brown & Brown has you covered for anything that life throws your way. That's why I'm recommending Auto Owners Insurance. Delivering comprehensive solutions, both Brown & Brown and Auto Owners Insurance protect what you value most. Call me, Perry Orth, to find your gap in coverage today at 803-995-5974. That's 803-995-5974. 5974.
WTMZ 98.9 FM, WTMZ 910 AM and 94.7 FM, W234 CD, Dorchester Terrace, Brentwood, Charleston.
You're listening to ESPN Fan Talk with host Bobby Harden.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Millions estimate their benefits online, so they can do what they want offline. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow. See what you can do online at socialsecurity.gov.